Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and we could not be doing these interviews without the help of OnPay. So please support them by checking them out, go to their website, so we can continue to share these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we got a great episode. We got Natasha Davis, and she is with an organization called Impact Branding Consulting. Welcome, Natasha.
Hello. Thank you so much. How are you?
I am doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about what you're up to. How are you serving folks?
You know, the one thing that we do is we want to make sure that our clients are eliminating all their frustrations so that they can go ahead and do what it is that they do best. We help our clients stay focused on what they're doing, alleviate all the stress of growing a business, moving the brand of a business, taking away all that. And we move into the place of standing in the gap so that their strategic plans are actually being executed and they're actually realizing the results of that. And so we do end-to-end strategic planning and we support the implementation.
Now, a lot of people in their marketing, they stay focused on, I'm going to try to sell somebody something, I got to tell somebody that, in order to sell somebody something. Branding's a little different. Can you talk about, maybe define some terms like what branding is and maybe the difference between branding and marketing?
Absolutely. And I'm so happy that you brought that up. So the key thing that I like to remind people is branding comes before marketing and marketing comes before advertising. Unfortunately, when people don't understand that and they're running their business, they do it very backwards. They begin to market, then they advertise, and then they get upset and realize, well, this is not working. A couple of years down the road, they realize, you know what, maybe we should do branding. So when we think about it, I like to say the most important thing is with your brand is really about being relevant around now decisions. It's who you are. It's what you stand for. Marketing is just moving the message forward, putting it out into the marketplace. So if you don't have a brand, then that means you don't really have anything to mobilize correctly. And so when we think about branding, branding is going to be that strategy, it's the long-term strategy, and the marketing is going to be the tactics that you use to mobilize that strategy.
Now, they say that even if you're not branding, you are branding because the people around you, your customers, the people who are just aware of what you do are going to make some decisions or assumptions about what you're up to, whether you're trying or not. So are there some things that a company can do to put forth a brand that's worth participating with?
Absolutely. Yeah. Branding by default is never a good thing because it's extremely expensive. So you want to control the narrative of your business so that the messages that are going out are actually going out according to who you are and what you stand for, as opposed to what the marketplace has set in place. So one of the key things that you want to do with your brand, number one, is you want to step back and start with who do we serve and why do we serve them? And that is the key message that oftentimes people don't really wrap their minds around. They know what product they're putting out or what service they're putting out. But coming back to that, the who and the why is going to be extremely important. So stepping back from everything and saying, okay, who do we serve? And why are we serving them? Because at the end of the day, your brand is going to be the promise that you guarantee. So what is the promise that you're going to guarantee to the clients that you're servicing? Whether it's a product, a tangible product that they're going to hold in their hand, or it's a service that they're going to utilize. Why and who? That is going to be the biggest things that any company can do. Once we answer those two questions, then you can go to the how, which is the tactics. How are we going to mobilize this message? How are we going to reach them? How are we going to let them know we're relevant around these now decisions?
So now, speaking of those now decisions, who is in charge of branding and marketing? Is that something just the executives or the people that are in marketing are in charge of, or is this something that permeates through the whole organization?
Perfect question. So in the big answer, branding, the development of the brand comes from the executive, the leader, the owner, the person who is leading the charge for this company. That is the brand. That's who we stand for. Then the rest of the team, the rest of the departments are responsible for folding into that brand and mobilizing it accordingly. Finance is responsible for branding. Marketing is responsible for branding. Sales is responsible for branding. Even the frontline person who answers the phone and says, good morning, welcome to Impact Branding, they're responsible for branding. And so everyone on the team is responsible for branding, because if the executive at the top sets a particular standard and they don't, number one, function in that standard, number one, and then number two, they don't communicate that standard down to everyone and show them this is how your department and your role is in total alignment with the brand, you'll have disconnects and brand confusion. Because if I call the marketing department or I reach in and the marketing department says, oh yes, we're taking care of this, we got this color scheme, we got this message, we have this audience, this is what we're doing, but then you run over to sales department, the sales is doing something completely different, you have a disconnect with the brand. No one really say the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. So everyone is really responsible for the brand, but developing the direction of the brand has to come from the leader, from that visionary. What do we stand for? Why do we even exist? And those are the key questions that we have to answer when it comes to branding. And again, oftentimes people confuse, or they believe that branding and marketing is one and the same. And again, it's not. Branding comes first, then you market, then you advertise. But marketing and branding are not one and the same. Those are two different things.
Now, what is your sweet spot in terms of client base? Do you have a specialty, or do you work with all industries and all types of brands?
No, we primarily do very well and excel with healthcare. We work very well in our healthcare industries, professional service providers such as the consultants. And of recently this year and end of last year, we have developed a very tight niche with our motor carriers and logistics such as trucking, and also commercial cleaning organizations, or what they call building and facilities management. When we first started, our sweet spot was healthcare, and then a lot of we just naturally drew other industries that we serve so well. So those are our key areas in which we service.
Now, when we're going through a pandemic like we are, in a crisis of this magnitude, is there anything that companies can be doing to make sure their brand stays relevant, that stays top of mind, without being so salesy where it's kind of obnoxious? I know a lot of organizations are struggling with the messaging to get out there during this time. Yeah. They want people to know they're still open for business, but they're afraid of seeming too crass and caring about money, and seem they might be construed as being greedy. So how do you kind of thread that needle, or recommend they thread that needle?
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a perfect, perfect statement, because a lot of times people do get nervous around this time, and we should be. We should be nervous, because, again, it would be inhumane to approach a company and say, hey, could you go ahead and give me some more money for services and you don't have any? So the first thing that we think about when we talk about surviving an economic disaster, such as something like this in a pandemic, the first thing that we have to remember, there is a pre and a post to every economic crisis, right? And there are negative and positive outcomes. The economic crisis will always affect employment, income, and output. And I like to say that's your EIO. So when we step back from it, as a company, you have to understand, let me understand the EIO of the industry I'm coming to, or I'm looking to service. Have they been more affected by employment? Have they been more affected with income, or have they been more affected by with their output? And so when we start there, we understand that every single company, especially in an economic crisis such as we are in, it affects employment, income, and opportunity. So the first thing I would say is, number one, don't stop marketing your business and your services. However, you have to change the verbiage so it doesn't sound salesy. Go to a place of education and engagement, because people will remember you. When the dust settles, people will remember who was kind, who was understanding. They will remember. So don't stop marketing. And think of this here. I want to educate and engage my community and engage my market. I don't want to pressure them and sell them. They will naturally come to you because you're educating them, you're engaging them, and you're understanding where they are. We have to understand the industries that we serve. We have to understand what their pain points are. The next thing that we want to step into is focus on your core competencies. Focus on that and communicate. Really, here's what we're extremely good at. Don't start looking for new things to get great at. Don't worry about that. Stay in the place of here is what we are already very good at. And even if it's one or two things, hold the line right there. That is your core competency. The next thing we have to do is really focus on your impact circle. And when I say your impact circle, focus on the communities or the other complementing businesses who are there for you. Now, if they're still marketing and you're still marketing, you guys would still be able to communicate to the right audience by way of what? Education and engagement.
Now, is there any suggestions on how to elevate maybe your work through your employees, through your customers, to create kind of what everybody wants is that brand ambassador that people are cheerleading and looking for ways to help? How do you kind of take your branding to the next level?
Okay, so there's a couple of different statements in that. So when we talk about the team and then we talk about taking the brand to the next level, so let me answer that in two parts. When we're in a climate such as the one we're in now, increasing productivity is going to be critical, and staying extremely focused is going to be critical. Everything has to be done through intention, because in a climate such as this, a company will waste a lot. They will waste a lot of time. They will waste a lot of resources, and they will not serve clients at the level they should be served, especially their existing clients. So focusing on being extremely intentional with what everyone is doing every single day. I call it just keeping an eye on what we're doing. You have to have time management and productivity. What's the plan for today? And that's my biggest thing when I talk to my team. I'm like, okay, what's the plan? What are we doing today? Because we can't just sit around doing nothing. It's very easy to do that. When we talk about elevating the brand, let me tell you something. This is the perfect time to pull the layers back on your company and figure out, okay, what's wrong? What's not working? What do we need to remove? This is the perfect time to pull up your own strategic plan, to pull up your own business model, and really look at it and say, okay, what are we doing? Even with us at Impact Branding, we had to do that. I had to open up our business model and say, okay, we have to make an adjustment. Because the plan that we set in place last year to execute this year, when the pandemic hit, that plan is no longer existent, because the world that we did business in previously is no longer in existence. That world is gone. So we had to refocus and say, okay, hold on a second. That's what we did. Here's what we have to do now in order to remain relevant around now decisions. So we couldn't keep doing that. So when you want to elevate your brand in a climate like this, this is the best time to look at your business model and say, hold on a second. Who is our client now? Where can we save costs now? Where's our distribution channels now? What are we going to do now? That is where we're focused on now. Really look at your brand architecture and say, okay, do we have the same brand architecture? Is it time to make an adjustment? What services and products did we have on the table? Is it time to retire them? Or did we have an idea 5 years ago that we never manifested? Maybe this is the perfect time to do so. So elevating the brand is going to come from putting a strategic eye on it and focusing on what's happening now. And we can't use the plan and the business model that we had 5 months ago, even 3 months ago, because that business world no longer exists. It's gone. We're in a new world now.
So now if somebody wanted to work with you and maybe reevaluate where they're at to make this kind of shift or to kind of look at what they had planned and want to see, have put fresh eyes on it. Is there a website for your organization?
Absolutely, absolutely. We encourage individuals to go to impactbrandingconsulting.org. That's impactbrandingconsulting.org. And what we're doing is helping business leaders to clear out the mud in their minds, you know, to get clear on your thinking. And we are encouraging individuals to just schedule a power chat. It's a 30-minute complimentary, no obligation power chat. Sometimes everything just needs to start with a conversation to clear those cobwebs out and get focused on thinking. So go to impactbrandingconsulting.org, take a look at who we are, and schedule a 30-minute power chat. Let's talk through it. Let's make sense out of what's happening.
Well, Natasha, thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you so much for having me. Greatly appreciated. Stay safe and healthy.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember to support our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be doing the work we are doing today. See you all next time.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.